fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Hi, this is Dr. Weiss here. Dr. Holly is out on a lecture tour today. We are joined by Melanie Cole from RadioMD, and we are talking about arthritis foods. What I'm talking about here is there is a way to eat when you have chronic inflammation. And yeah, we're going to talk about arthritis specifically today, but we're actually going to talk about any kind of inflammation. I am a cardiologist by my training. Cardiovascular disease, if you do not know it, is an inflammatory disease. The vessels are actually going through an inflammatory cycle that's causing this process. I don't know if you realize this either, but cancer falls into the family of inflammatory diseases. So it's not just the arthritis that we're talking about helping here. It is an anti-inflammatory way of life. That's what I try and get my patients to understand, is that when you eat certain foods, you're going to inflame over time, and that's going to lead to debilitating diseases initially, like your arthritis, and then it's going to eventually get into your system, and it's going to cause your chronic diseases, like your cancers, like your heart. And Melanie, we can even look at lab markers now, and we can see, it's like sitting literally on the Titanic with the binoculars and the icebergs coming. We can do that much with lab now. Mel, when you think of an inflammatory fighting food, or what, we'll stay with arthritis. When you think of a patient with arthritis, something they should have in their diet, what comes to mind for you?
For me, it's omega-3s, Dr. Decker. I like to recommend, without the sixes, I like to recommend a fish oil, a good DHA supplement, mm-hmm. or, you know, unless they're eating salmon, sardines, anchovies, herring, mackerel every day, you know, because it helps to lubricate the joints and it helps to keep your body fluid and viscous, and so that the joints move better and have less pain and inflammation.
Well, and research really supports the use of omega-3s. And to the listeners out there, I'm going to shoot you my opinion on fish oils right now. I don't like krill. I do not recommend it. Use a krill oil. I have my medical reasons for that. I do like the phospholipid type fish oils. And I also like the triglyceride form of fish oils. Phospholipids are like Vectomega. It's a tablet out there. The triglyceride, you might have heard of Nordic Naturals or Eskimo 3. So they're all out there. I'm not a big krill fan because of the way it's processed. This omega-3, it's very tricky though, Mel, meaning that if a bad fish oil will make your joints worse. So if you see those 300 fish oil in that clear plastic bottle for $1.99, it's not worth it, Mel. And it's not worth it because they have to be fresh. Just like your fish has to be fresh, your fish oil has to be fresh. And the Norwegians and the Swedes do it well, probably do it better than anybody else. I really like these triglyceride forms and the phospholipid forms. What else comes to mind? You know, you remember, you know, Mel's not just Radio MD's consult and on-air personality. Mel is a practicing healthcare practitioner who has helped thousands of people get through chronic diseases. Mel, what else pops into mind when you're discussing this with a patient?
Well, you know, anti-inflammatory, as you say, Dr. Decker, is getting so prevalent, and we do have those lab markers, the CRP, you know, mm-hmm. homocysteine, and as an exercise physiologist, I want people, first of all, you know, exercise, movement does also create, but because we're talking food, I like, of course, the antioxidants, our fruits and vegetables. We need to get avocados. They have so much of that good fatty acid. And then our berries and nuts, because those things have at least, you know, those anti-inflammatory protein sources.
Yeah, they do. And those bright colored berries. There was a lot of talk in nutritionists for a while about trying to teach people color. Because a bright red is going to contain a special kind of antioxidants. The bright blues, like the blueberries and the boysenberries and the blackberries, they're going to have it. They have wonderful water-soluble antioxidants. The listeners out there, what we were really, if you've noticed, we started with the fats. We went with omega-3s and talked about, you know, they need to be good. Now we're talking about more water-soluble with these berries. You mentioned one off the air that you're pretty darn proud of. What were you talking about there, Mel?
That I'm pretty darn proud of, what, my pomegranate juice? Am I nuts?
I believe it. I believe, well, you are a little bit nuts. But
I am, of course, yes.
But I believe you were talking about pineapple.
Oh, pineapple, I was. Yes, it's one of the strongest anti-inflammatory foods that we know of. And pineapple, I mean, you have to kind of eat a lot of it, but isn't it delicious? So who really cares? Mm-hmm. You can put it in smoothies. You can make it. You can juice it. You can put it. You can cook it and put it on salmon. And what a healthy little meal that is. Salmon with some cooked pineapple. Wonderful.
Yeah, it is. And if you see where we're going, listeners, I want to be very clear. We are talking about adding these foods in and nudging out the bad ones, okay? Because when we're talking about arthritis and we're talking about chronic joint inflammation, you have to take the bad foods out and you have to bring the good foods in. And what we're talking about is a direct translation to better movement in joints, better quality of life, I would argue a longer life, and also the prevention of some of these catastrophic diseases down the road, of heart disease, of cancers and things down the road. And if you're skeptical, be fine, but start to look at the studies on people who eat, you know, berries and fruits, and look at how much less disease that they have. If they put down the chocolate ice cream bar with all the chemicals and the processed stuff, and they eat some slices of pineapple, that's what we need in this country. Right, Mel? I mean, we're talking about replacing the bad foods with this.
It's
more than just good, right?
Things like pineapple has the bromelain, which is that anti-inflammatory property. And I know you did a show recently, Dr. Decker, about tart cherries. And they also have that anthocyanins that are anti-inflammatory in nature.
Yeah, we've used tart cherry for things like gout. We there can be very, very powerful to get the uric acid down, and those listeners with gout know it because we have had thousands and thousands of patients move off of medications, move to a tart cherry extract in order to be able to do it. I would add in a couple other things because I want to move to the spices now, Mel.
Ooh, love and the spices.
Okay, and so what we're talking about are adding. Think about this for your joints. While you're cooking something, you're pouring anti-inflammatory onto your food. Think about it like you have a hot inflamed joint. You're literally pouring ice water on it to cool it off. You cook with some of these foods, you'll have less inflammation. And you're going to hear this for not just for me. You're going to probably hear inflammation talk from Dr. Roizen and Holly and all these docs across the board. We've got to quench all of it. There's three that come to mind. Number one is ginger. The second one is turmeric, and the third is cayenne pepper. All three of those have very, very strong antioxidant as well as anti-inflammatory activity. And what are we talking about? Well, you used to throw maybe extra just plain white table salt. We're going to get into that in 1 second on there. Or you might end up throwing whipped cream on something. Now you're going to add some spices like turmeric and ginger. Or with, hey, let's say you're making a pot of beans, Mel, right? Throw some cayenne and some ginger and some turmeric. You'll have a wonderful taste from it, and you're literally flooding your body with antioxidants. Mel, this is the movement we need to make in this country in order to get well, right? I mean, you talk about stay well with Radio MD.
This
is the heart of it, right?
It is, and even for the parents listening, if you get your children into turmeric and ginger as a combination, a wonderful combination, early in life, and even adding in the cayenne, then they get used to those spices and they're not afraid of them. I put those particular spices on everything, so many things I cook, and they make a lovely golden color. And ginger, boy, you can find it in so many ways. So wrap it up for us, the best anti-inflammatory foods, Dr. Decker, and where people can really use them the most.
Well, good, healthy salmon and omega-3 fish oils. I like the phospholipid and triglyceride forms of the fish oils. Your bright berries, I prefer them organic when you can get them. All those blues and reds and all those berries. Three spices, ginger, turmeric, and cayenne should be used all the time. One last piece to this, I want to talk about salt. No white table salt, no white sugar. If you're going to use sugar, it should be a whole raw sugar. If you're going to use salt, a brown or a gray or a green sea salt. And you will be on your way to your anti-inflammatory, anti-arthritis lifestyle.
You are listening to It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. You can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. Decker Weiss. Stay well.